Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, here we go. It's 8 past 12. Hartman Harrigan, Ari with the news, here until 3. We did this one time before. We had some fun with it. And I was in... Idea came up when I saw a couple stories yesterday about new study reveals the most popular wedding songs of all time, and then a story about married women leave their wedding rings at home. We'll get to that part second. But let's get to this one on the StylesFinancial.com talk and text line. What makes a great wedding? What makes a great wedding? Is music near, or is it at the top of the list? The song, after analyzing 2,000 wedding theme playlists on Spotify, I Want to Dance with Somebody by Whitney is the most popular wedding song of all time. Would you have guessed that? That would not.
No.
Not at all.
I don't think of that as a wedding song. It clearly, it makes sense that it is, but.
Yeah. Right? Dancing Queen by ABBA.
Okay.
Number two.
I've heard that at plenty of weddings.
Mr. Brightside.
Hmm.
I hear that a lot of places. I think that's a great song.
It is. Don't think of it as a wedding song.
I don't either. September by Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Okay. I mean, just say Earth, Wind, and Fire, and they got about 12 good weddings.
Yes, 12. They do.
12 dozen good wedding songs.
I got a feeling. Marry You by Bruno Mars, Crazy Love, Shut Up and Dance, Low by Flo Rida. This is younger, right? This is,
not the top
of
the list.
No, it's not younger.
Whitney, Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Yeah, no. At the end, it's a little bit younger. Okay. Dave Harrigan. Let's go through what Dave Harrigan thinks makes a great wedding. Let's start with music here. I think music is way up on the list.
Music is very important.
I think it really is. You know, again, I would rather have a great live band. That's me. Now, if it's mediocre or below, give me the DJ. Give me the Spotify list. Give me whatever. And just play the popular tunes. I still think there's something about a band that gets everybody involved.
Sure. They've got to be good. You said it. They've got to be good.
That's
if they are anything less than really good, it's a big, we'll call it a slippery slope, Chad. I'm going to use that term and coin that one. It's a slippery slope when you pick the band. Because if they're not right at the top of that slope.
I'll say at our wedding, I thought they were going to be a little bit better.
Uh-oh.
I'm not naming names.
Had you heard the band before?
We did.
At a wedding or just out at a bar or something like that? Different environments.
Kathleen, if you're listening, where did we hear them? I think we might have just... I don't remember now.
Okay.
And I'm good at remembering dumb stuff like that. You know, maybe my wedding should not be classified as dumb stuff.
Fine.
Well, then, it was not a small wedding. And I remember they were going through some of the songs when people were arriving. People were arriving way too early. How early can people arrive for a wedding? What's the amount?
For a reception, you talking? Or is this?
Same location.
Okay.
Same location for both.
Say you've got a 2 o'clock ceremony followed by the reception.
Yeah, let's say it's 2 o'clock.
Show up at, I'd shoot for about 1:45.
That's me. What's too early?
Anytime before 1:30.
Oh, yeah. We have people there like an hour before, and
that's
I was
unacceptable.
Like, what are you doing here? I'm barely here.
I have to get the good seat.
I'm only here because I'm required to take pictures. And
well,
so,
they probably just wanted to make sure your father knew they were there.
Oh, it was his wedding, as he would tell you. He was very subtle, and he ended up, if I could do it again, we'd cut down the list by a lot of his folks.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of his folks. I was not that involved. I turned it over to Kathleen and my father, and at one point when I saw the list, I'm like, are you bleeping kidding me? He barely knows 19 of these people. I have to. I have. No, you don't. You really don't.
Did he invite Steinbrenner?
He was not there. I don't remember. You know, the out-of-town big names were not there. Food.
I think that's very important.
You can't have a great wedding without, at minimum, very good food.
We've gotten past the point, I think, as a society, as America, where average to below average wedding food was kind of expected. Not anymore.
Yeah.
I think most people have classed it up, and we've set a new standard.
I got it. I agree with you 100%. Now, I would say this. If you're the bride and groom, this is an example of you need to enjoy your wedding and not be overwhelmed by it, pulled all sorts of different ways, talking to people, pictures, something's not going right. Enjoy the food. Because we had good food at our wedding, and I'm not sure I ever had a bite.
My wife did not. She was out mingling table to table. I said, enjoy it, honey. I got some good pasta and chicken parm over here.
Yeah, it was too much was going on. We had had the food tasting, I don't know, it was a while ago.
Months in advance.
I'm sure it was pretty far. And it was great. And people kept telling me how great the food was, and I was like, if they're close to me, I would swear at them. Tom Hauser checking in, he's 100% right. Open bar.
Yep.
Open bar. Now, does it have to continue the entire night? Probably not. But for some amount, an open bar should be a part of it, right?
Anything goes? Or can you say... You know, beer and wine. If you want anything else, you want some liquor, that's up to you. Personally, I like the open bar until I'm the one paying for it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to like it as much.
Of course. Of course you aren't. And none of us really enjoy paying for it. I think early, it should be everything.
Cocktail hour. Then once you get to dinner, if you want the hard sauce,
maybe,
you got to pay for it.
Maybe then there's – I'd rather it's all let's go. I will tell – the story again of regarding my sister's first wedding, where somewhere downtown, I forget where, and I'm sitting with two of my closest friends who were invited, and we're at the table as people are walking out of the room, bathroom, maybe the bar was out there, I forget, and so they're just dropping off. The almost empty beer, the empty beer, the glass, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 16, maybe behind the scenes we were drinking, but we did not drink at this wedding. We did not.
Best behavior.
I said, it's not worth it. my father, and a couple others walk by and see it. And it's David, Eric, myself. And there are, and it's a big table, probably a table that can seat 8 to 10. I can see it now. There's 15 empty glasses and
half empties.
Yeah, half empties. It's just the spot as people are going outside. And there's only three of us sitting at a big table. He absolutely freaks out, shuts the bar down. He and my sister get in a mother bleeping contest in front of so many people, just absolutely screaming at each other. I loved it. It was such good theater. Her husband was with me. I go, welcome to the family. Welcome. Well, one of the other Donnybrooks, when we were at his place in Fort Lauderdale, they got into a huge fight. Dave and I had played golf. We came back. They both had their separate bottles. My father doesn't drink that much. We'd play golf, and David said to me, because they had been bickering before on the trip, and Dave goes, how do you think they got along? And I see the two separate bottles. It looks like I look at them and go, not well. And quickly, Chris screams, we're leaving. And I go, am I coming with? No. And so it was on the third floor. It was Christmas. Yes, we celebrated Christmas. The three of us weren't raised Jewish. My father was, but he did not care. And we're down there, and they're waiting for a cab. This is, mid-80s. And my father throws the foot fixer off the third floor at my sister. Dave and I, again, have to step out of the way. Over the head, throwing it at her.
The foot fixer.
The foot fixer. Can you look up the foot fixer? I think it was like a part cheap massager of some sort. But, yeah, it was a gift from my sister to my father. It didn't hold up really well when it landed from the third floor.
Ooh, vibrating massage and heat.
I don't know if that was the mid-80s version of the foot fixer, was it? Is this the more updated? I don't remember.
Good question. Well, you can buy a vintage 70s model for just $35 used on eBay.
There we go. I say also a ceremony which doesn't go on and on and on and on.
What do you got against Catholics?
Hurts the Catholics. I'm sorry.
It's tough for us.
Apparently I'm Tony Hinchcliffe here, and I'm going after the Catholics. And I've attended dozens and dozens.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, let's go. Let's speed the process up. Are you with me, though? When it's over an hour.
The hard part about the Catholic wedding, and I know because I was in one, is also then you have to deal with the Catholic Saturday evening mass. So the wedding has to go early.
Yes.
And then you have the 3-hour gap in between the ceremony and the reception. That's tough. Tough to put people through that.
Okay. The gap. Okay. Another wedding story for me. Married at the Basilica. I'm best man. My friend Paul. The wedding party then takes a trolley around then Lake Calhoun.
Lovely.
It was lovely. It was very nice. Then we had a break, and then we gathered at some hotel on the 494 Strip. And they wanted the best man and the matron of honor to greet everybody. She goes, well, you talk more than I. Go ahead. And I go, welcome, everybody. What a great day it's been. I just want to announce that plans have changed. We're taking another 3-hour break.
Ba-dum-bum.
All but one person laughed, the bride herself.
I bet she didn't like that.
Did not like that and expressed that to me in not so subtle terms. And I don't think the relationship was ever quite the same. Yeah, I don't think you can have these 2-3-hour gaps and have a great wedding.
It's tough.
Right?
It's tough.
What else makes a great wedding? And when you think of a great wedding song, what do you want to hear? Because apparently, according to Spotify, it's I Want to Dance with Somebody. Then it's Dancing Queen. And then a lot of other tunes that we mentioned earlier. What makes a great wedding? Do you have an example of a great wedding story you'd like to share? And, what do you want to emphasize? The open bar, the food, the music, the speeches can be a big part too, Dave. If you get some really funny, really heartfelt speeches, emotional speeches, they can stand out.
I wrote that down. Know your skill set when it comes to speeches.
Yeah.
If you're not a public speaker, if you're nervous, keep it tight. Mm-hmm. Something funny, something heartfelt, get out.
Well, another one at my wedding. My best friend then is my best friend now, Jason. He's about to speak. Kathleen's sister, Julie, was her matron of honor. Of course, my father got the microphone first for no reason.
Listen up, you jerks.
And so then Jason gets up. Again, he turned it all, and this will shock you again, too. He turned more of it about himself and thanked some of his more very famous friends. And I'm just death staring him. And finally, at the last death stare, he goes, Jed wants me to stop talking right now, so I better stop talking. I'm like nodding. And then my friend Jason gets up and goes, well, I don't talk as much as that guy publicly. It was a great line. 22 past 12. We'll get to bloody serious items all throughout the show, but let's have some fun early. What makes a great wedding? 651-461-9226.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Past 12 in your home of the Twins, WCCO, what makes a great wedding? Lots of texts, calls coming in. 651-461-9226. Let's start with calls. We'll mix in your texts. I appreciate it. Adam, go ahead, sir. You're on CCO.
Got two real quick ones. Ours was our own wedding, my wife and I. We got married at the Millennium Hotel. actually the bubble, and everything was in one area. But this is why I was giving Harrigan a little bit of crap before about Woodbury, is that I played softball over there, so we invited those, you know, my old softball mates. We ordered two kegs. Those things were gone in like 10 minutes.
Typical.
Those guys were just
Woodbury.
Pound them.
That's what they're known for.
But the key for a successful wedding is having a family member marry into a very wealthy family. My cousin got married to someone out in South Carolina that hosted us in Hilton Head.
Oh, yeah.
And the dad, what is the one with the lighthouse, Harbor Town? Is that the name of the golf?
That's it, yeah.
They paid for everything other than the thing. So the key is getting your family member to marry into a very wealthy family. And that is key to a wedding.
Thank you, Adam. Well, now, where do we stand on destination weddings?
You know how I feel.
Yeah, you're done.
Selfish.
So if it's a destination wedding, according to Dave Harrigan, they should elope, and then they should do something back here.
Yes.
And plenty of people do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, I think asking your guests to go pay thousands of dollars to come to Bermuda with us. We'll get married on the beach. Get out of here. I'll go to Bermuda when I want to go to Bermuda. And you know what I'm not going to do when I'm in Bermuda? Watch your stupid wedding.
What if it's me? How close? How many people are in your group where you, Mr. Frugal, if my father was around, you'd be Mr. Effin Frugal, where you would pay to go to Bermuda?
If my daughter, either one of them,
okay, wow,
meets a fella.
Bold statement.
And says, you know what, Dad, here's what we'd like to do. She will get a big-time side eye. Big time.
You might zoom in for your daughters.
I'll say, you know, here's the thing. I'll wear Bermuda shorts, but I'm not feeling it right now.
Rita, thanks for listening. What makes a great wedding, Rita?
Well, the best wedding I went to was, Bruce Grant's wedding, the late Bruce Grant.
Sure.
And your father was there.
Uh-oh.
And he it was at the Wooddale Church in Eden Prairie, and he kept walking up and down the aisle.
Wait, we lost you, Rita. He was walking up and down the aisle?
Yeah, just greeting everyone. Of course, it was the front row people.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
So you need to have like a greeter there.
Well, he was very important greeter. Everyone was standing up and clapping.
Oh, God. I certainly wish I would have been there. And Bruce left us way too soon. I would have cut him down on that one. Thank you so much, Rita. Okay, this reminds me. Friend of mine gets wedding. Gets wedding. Thank you. I don't know. I'm having a stroke here. Maybe that's what it should be. Gets wedding. Yeah, gets married.
I got wedding the other week.
I got wedding. You get wedding? I got wedding. So, second marriage. I'm friends with the ex. Probably too good of friends for this friend of mine's liking.
Mm-hmm.
Makes Kathleen the matron of honor, which was surprising. And then they had an over-the-top master of ceremonies. Where do you stand on a master of ceremonies? It was like we were on a game show. Hi, everybody. Come on.
Harvey up there?
Oh, my God. If it only was Steve Harvey. Wasn't quite as funny as he thought he was. But he was. So this is when I was really, and I'm like, look at Kathleen. Why? And then we're at the head table. Well, then also another good story related to that is my best friend. He and his bride are both, you know, think the world of them, and they're both super successful in life, but sometimes scheduling's not their best. And so at some point, you know me, I'm trying to do the Irish goodbye, but I'm just wandering. I'm getting out. The master of ceremonies, at one point I wanted the master of ceremonies run over by a car. I just got to be honest. It's driving me that much. A minor medical matter. So I go out, and there's only two name cards who haven't showed for the reception.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my closest friend and his wife. I call him. Jace, what's going on? Hey, looking forward to the wedding next week? I won't say the names. Yeah, it's going to be great. hey, by the way, that wedding's going on right now. And he goes, oh, hey, is there a name card? I go, yeah, I'm looking right here. Will you put it away? I go, no chance.
No.
No, in fact, I'm going to go give her that name card
hand that
right
to the
now.
Bride.
I hand it to the bride right then and
looks
there.
Looks like we won't need these tonight.
Yeah, master ceremonies. Do we need the master ceremonies?
No, we absolutely don't. But you bring up a good one. Assigned seating helps for a good wedding.
Do you like assigned seating?
I do, very much. For the bride and groom to take the time to say, these people know each other, they're going to be comfortable,
yeah,
instead of having the mad rush and all of a sudden you're stuck with Aunt Mildred because you couldn't get a seat at the good table.
What if it turns out you're with someone that you really don't care for?
Well, the bride and groom should know you well enough that they can figure
what
that out.
What if they screwed up?
Well, then you leave the wedding after getting a few drinks.
Yes, and maybe telling them what you think of them. Matt, you're on CCO.
Hi, Chad.
Hello, sir.
I decided I should call in. I just had a wedding for my son 2 weeks ago.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Yeah, Wisconsin wedding. And I got to thinking about this question. And one thing that really made it kind of really special was getting to know my son's wife's side of the family. And we actually did a couple trips with them. And
oh, that's great.
Went out to a concert in Red Rock and just got to know them a little bit better. So when the wedding came, you know, there was just this family bond and everything just worked out. I mean, when the wedding got done, my son asked, what kind of grade would you give it? And I said, dude, it's an A. This is just awesome.
Who did you see at Red Rocks?
We went and saw Need to Breathe and Judah and the Lion.
I feel like I've heard the names, but what kind of music?
Kind of a more Christian based.
Yeah.
Judah and the Lion, we liked so much. My wife and I actually went a couple Fridays ago to the Fillmore. I'd never been there.
Oh, it's fabulous.
And they were there. And yeah, no, that's who we saw. And it was just, you know what? But going with my son's future in-laws and just
that's great.
You know what? That just made the day great.
I think that's a really good point. Thank you, Matt. Appreciate it. Excellent calls. Let me get you a few texts. And then I want to get to the ring situation here. One of my best friends got married north of Lake of the Woods in Ontario. I was happy to go. She married a fishing guy. Worked out great for me.
Yeah, good deal.
There you go. Key to a successful wedding, no kids allowed. What about that?
It's become very, very popular.
I think it's a really good call.
I like it.
Chad, drunken best man, cringeworthy, off-the-cuff remarks with no script or notes. That could be pretty good. That can be. Let's see. My daughter said the highlight of her recent wedding was when four friends and I did a flash mob at her wedding to I Want to Dance with Somebody. That's
wow.
Great, right? I agree, Chad. The band needs to be top-notch. Also, a bunch of Kit Kat bars, full size. How about little treats that people can have that are kind of laying around?
Treats and the, you know, like the 10 p.m. snack, pizza or
yes,
whatever it is.
Yeah.
That's a nice pick-me-up.
Don't do a Sunday night wedding. No.
Sunday night? Get out of the bed.
For me, the best weddings have always been the ones I skip to go fishing. That is pretty good. Excellent text. Okay. Number of people not wearing their wedding ring. What do you think if you see a friend who you know is married and he or she is not wearing their wedding ring? Saw this story in the Wall Street Journal yesterday. Let's stay with this. Ask Adam anything. Adam died about 5 minutes ago.
Tough break.
Well, I guess that's it. We'll miss him. I mean, anything else you have to say?
I think you actually went over what I was going to say.
Yeah. I think the show's better with Jordana anyway.
Naturally.
Yeah. Just exploded.
Yeah.
Right here in studio, there's some debris. No, they got a show meeting right now.
Big time meeting.
Big time show meeting. So Ask is at 1:05. And trust me, we're getting plenty of serious stuff. But we did an entire first hour yesterday all on the presidential election. We can mix it up. And we're doing that right now here on CCO. You want to tell us our music theme so far today, Dave Harrigan?
I'll tell you what, we're going to have a triple theme today.
Triple?
Yep.
I like it.
Hour one, it just so happened to work out where you're talking weddings and now not wearing
this
wedding rings.
This is not coordinated in any way.
Not at all. Not at all.
I'm told I cannot be involved in this lane.
We're playing the Tom Brady playlist. Hour one, all versions of the same song, Landslide.
Yeah.
Because I posted the lyrics and the actual sound of the chicks singing Landslide on the gram.
If people missed it, Giselle is pregnant with the boyfriend, the
jiu-jitsu guy.
Yeah, jiu-jitsu guy. Reporting is that she told Tom privately before the public found out, and then he posted lyrics from Landslide. Again, I don't know. I don't know what's going on there, but I don't know if he's doing this and he's having fun with this. I don't know if he's doing this because his heart is broken. I don't know. But you just wanted to jump in.
Why not? It's a great song. There's a reason 73,000 bands have covered it.
Yes, that is correct. Okay, so that's hour number one.
That's hour one.
You're going to tell us later for hour two and three?
Yeah, if you want to figure them out as we go.
Let's do that. Okay, there's a story in Wall Street Journal about the number of women not wearing their wedding ring, age-wise, suggesting that younger individuals. Okay, show me your left hand. I've never once looked. You're wearing your wedding ring, okay? When I was married, I told Kathleen, because I'm very fidgety, things like this. I don't wear a watch because I'm playing with it. Carter right now looks like a rapper. He's got so many chains and necklaces on. And I think, as I said off air to him, I think there's a better chance you're a goofball if you're wearing some sort of necklace and you're a man.
Does the size of the necklace matter?
I think it does.
Okay.
I think it does. I'm not saying you are a goofball. And by the way, there's a wide variety of goofball. I don't really think goofball is mean. You're just kind of a goofball.
I like goofball.
You're kind of a goofball.
Maybe you should start wearing a clock like Flava Flav.
Yeah, that could be. I told Kathleen, let me try for the first 3 months. She's like, first of all, I don't even care if you wear it at all. But I did. I almost lost it like 15 times on the plane.
Oh, my.
On the Wolves plane. Because I just would be fidgeting with it. Just
hits the floor, starts rolling.
Hits the floor, going up there, trying to track it down. I think there's too much hypersensitivity. I think there's an age thing about this. I really do. Now, there's also a double standard, and it doesn't always apply. But more often than not, the female wedding ring or both female wedding rings cost a lot more than the man or the two men.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
By a significant
fee. Leaps and bounds.
Yeah. So some people might say, hey, if I or we paid for that ring, I want to see said ring on you.
Get some use out of it.
I never once said to Kathleen, wait, you're not wearing the ring? You're not? If something was going to happen, I don't think the wedding ring was the key. Yeah, the trust, and God knows what other circumstances are involved. We didn't stay together. I've said many times. We've already talked twice today. We'll talk more. We're the best of friends. I don't think for 1 second she cheated. I didn't cheat on her. I don't necessarily blame people do that. I don't know all the circumstances involved. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm not encouraging it. But there are unique circumstances in every case. And by the way, there still is this fascination feeling like athletes or Hollywood stars are the ones who are cheating. You know, cheating your neighbors, the plumber, the mailman. You know, there's all sorts of different circumstances. I just don't think that anybody should automatically assume you're married, and let's say you decided for whatever reason to stop wearing your wedding ring. Whew, something's wrong with Dave. Something's wrong with Dave. It can be.
Yeah, it's an indication.
Yeah, but it could be
an indication.
It could be. That's my point. It could be an indication.
Why not jump to conclusions? Let's go.
Well, you're doing that with Landslide and Tom Brady.
That's right, I am.
Right? God knows I jumped to conclusions at times. I'm saying, you're showing too much vertical on this one.
You've never been accused of that.
You and your vertical leapers are jumping too fast. There can be reasons why, you know, the person's allowed. You always love somebody else. You're tired. You're angry. One-time thing, whatever. I'm not condoning it. I'm not encouraging it. But I just don't think it's an automatic. And I think I buy this. I buy that younger folks, 20s and 30s, aren't as hung up on the ring as folks 30, 40 years ago. I want you to tell me if you agree, and I want texters to tell me how you feel about it. If you see a friend not wearing the ring, are you automatically like, whoa? Or are you like, who cares? It could be millions of other things. Does it depend if you know the circumstances involved in the relationship, how well you know the person? Because I think we're leaping too much to a conclusion off a ring myself. It's 49 past 12. Love to have you chime in. So many people have so far, and I really thank you anytime you take your time and listen to us. It's 651-461-9226. We did get a couple texts, by the way, going back to music. One, great band needs to know the overrated, underrated, properly rated song. And then another text here, the DJ didn't know the overrated song.
That's disappointing.
On the wedding ring, this individual talks about how his parents, when they got married, they traveled to different countries. So they didn't wear their wedding rings. I don't think they wear them since. Don't find it strange at all. Because my parents continue to travel, and of course they didn't want to get robbed, they don't wear them. Now, I might come back and say, you could get robbed here too. Doesn't mean just because you leave, you know, and you're going to Ireland, all of a sudden you're going to get robbed.
I think they wear rings in Ireland, probably.
I think they probably do also. My stone has fallen on my ring, and I can't afford to fix it right now. I've been married for 42 years. There could be some of that, too. Although, I guess, you know, let's say you decide to freshen up, like 5 years, 10 years, you do something a little bit different. Then there might be a little bit more of the impetus to, hey, since we decided to make this an emphasis, now should you or I or both of us wear the ring?
Well, yeah, if you're going to put extra money into it just to sit in a box, that's not a good idea.
Ring? We don't need no stinking ring. Very good. I wear my wedding ring not to have to worry about losing it, which I did 3 weeks after my wedding. It fell under the bathroom sink.
Mm.
Got the wife's names inked there instead.
Ow.
You've seen it, though, right?
I have. That just sounds so painful.
So you're out on that idea.
I'm definitely out.
What year were you guys married again?
It'll be coming up on 16 years. It was January of 09.
Okay, so for 20, how about right there?
Zero chance.
Come on.
Zero chance.
Chad, I'm a 56-year-old woman that rarely wears my ring. It's a good-sized diamond, and I hate the way it feels on my finger. Last thing in the world I want is a boyfriend, oh. LOL.
Sounds like she'd tell her husband he bought a garbage ring.
Yeah. Okay, what do you think?
I wear mine.
Yep.
Almost all the time.
Yep.
It's only, you know, if I'm like swimming or if I'm clanging and banging.
Yeah. You're working out. You're sweating. You're perspiring.
Yeah. My wife wears her most of the time. I don't know how often she wears it at work. Physical therapist in a hospital, gloving and washing. I think back to my dad. He didn't wear his for the longest time. I think just because it didn't fit.
Yeah, they can adjust them.
Yeah, he just didn't size it up, and now I believe he wears it all the time. But if I saw my friend, I probably wouldn't think too much if it was just one time. You know, hey, I wouldn't even notice. But if I saw it was repeatedly, I'd be a little curious. I wouldn't ask.
I don't.
But I'd be curious.
Notice my friends, male or female, when they're wearing the ring. I guess I'm more inclined to notice a female than a male, but I'm not even sure.
You're always checking out that female's finger.
I said maybe, but I'm talking about a friend, you know?
Yeah, that's how it starts.
Okay. So you do notice. So your male friends. You think you notice if, let's say, you're with him enough and two straight times, he wasn't wearing his wedding ring?
I might notice.
I would not. Apparently, I'm not very observant.
I like to check checking things, see how things are at home.
You're Rex Ryan at his feet. You got the fingers. Latest construction top check is 1257. You want me to go 35 here?
That's a great plan.
Time to replace your old windows with Infinity from Arbor Windows to get free installation labor. Ask Adam anything next hour.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.